Someone to Hold, a Bucky Barnes/Clint Barton fic, written by Vexpatch and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is rated explicit and tagged for plot but plot, porn without plot, one night stands, face fucking, anal sex, punk Clint Barton, trans Clint Barton, alternate universe, modern, no powers, sleepy cuddles, praise kink, and consent is sexy. Summary. Frustrated after helping Ned and Steve move into their new place, Bucky decides to hit up a bar and see if he can't find someone to take back to his hotel room. Fortunately, a vision in green hair and tattoos is dancing at the place he picks and is very amenable to taking Bucky home. Bucky wanted out of Steve's new house, trying not to think too hard about the image of Natasha slapping Steve's ass about 10 minutes before he left. He and Steve had stopped anything sexual a few years ago, once they realized that Steve wanted something more serious, and Bucky really just saw him as a friend. But it still was weird to see him intimate with anyone, even if Bucky was pretty sure Natasha was just doing it to fuck with Bucky. Steve and Natasha were good together, complimented each other in a way that was impossible to argue with, but that didn't stop Steve's ass looking great in those fucking jeans. Bucky had known Natasha from before, had worked with her before Bucky had introduced her to Steve, so she had picked up when Bucky had stared just a little too long. She tossed a wink his way, then wandered over to where Steve was bent over a box, sorting through kitchen implements, and ran her hand over Steve's ass. Steve had jumped, blushing as Natasha pulled an innocent face and Bucky turned away. He was happy for them, he really was, but he was also fucking lonely. The last boyfriend had just been an emotionally manipulative asshole, and that had been most of a year ago. Bucky pushed those thoughts away, starting down the deceased streets. He had been fine. Really, but when Natasha had dragged Steve into the kitchen to make out with him, Bucky had enough. Fortunately, though Sam was too busy with meetings to help unpack today, he had given Bucky the skinny on good bars in the area, so Bucky headed for the one nearest his hotel. The $2 bill was a deceptively interesting place. From the outside, it might have been mistaken for a dive bar, windows completely covered in dollar bills from the inside. But as soon as Bucky opened the door, a wave of sound pressed at Bucky like a physical force. He glanced around as he handed his ID to the bouncer. A bar tab taking up half the length of the wall, a good collection of tables and chairs that were pushed out of the way for the rave night. Set up on stage was a DJ and a couple of folks dancing. Sam had mentioned the place was big with a drag scene, and he could see about half the crowd was dressed as though they would take the stage that night. That might be interesting, Bucky thought, but he just took his ID back from the bouncer and wandered over to the bar and ordered the fruitiest thing on the menu. The crowd was fun to watch, and Bucky mostly just leaned against the bar and enjoyed the sight for a while, enjoying seeing people enjoying themselves, and thinking about going out there himself eventually. Something with an addictive groove came on, something that niggled at the corner of familiarity, but before Bucky could figure out what the song was, someone new climbing onto the stage caught his eye. The guy wasn't large by any means, slight and graceful with tattoos that wound up both arms until they disappeared under the ripped jean vest, covered in patches and paint. It was a splash of color on his throat, and the bright green hair was spiked, almost tall enough to be called a mohawk. He was pretty, and he moved in a way that shouldn't have been possible in jeans that looked like they had been painted on. Bucky knew he was staring, but he figured he was far enough from the stage that the guy wouldn't notice. Fuck, but the arms on that guy, and the way he moved, slowly but with so much purpose, was too entrancing to look away. Goddamn, but Bucky wanted the guy to rile him right fucking now. There was a break in the DJ set after that, people breaking up to mill and chat as the quieter, piped in music came on, and green hair made a beeline directly for Bucky. Okay, probably not actually Bucky, probably just the bar, but Bucky allowed himself the illusion for the first 5 steps before he turned to the bartender. Hey, can you send that guy a drink on my tab? He gestured at green hair, and the lady rolled her eyes and smirked. Yeah, sure. You want him to know it was you? Bucky paused for a moment. His instinct was to say no, that it was just an anonymous thanks for the show, but the guy was hot. And what better way to get his attention? Sure, he replied before the nerve left him, and the bartender just nodded before moving over to where Greenhair was bracing against the bar with a grin that lit up his whole face. Fuck, but he was too cute, damn it. Trying not to watch the conversation, Bucky scanned the rest of the crowd, letting his eyes trace over the brightly colored mirror covering the opposite wall. Before he could decide what it was supposed to be, someone bumped into his elbow. Bucky glanced over and froze as his gaze met blue eyes that somehow perfectly offset the green, almost a mohawk. Him's Clint. And the grin was back, big and bright despite the sheen of sweat from dancing under the lights. Bucky, he replied, scrambling for something to say. Normally, he rocked the stoic silence, but something about the guy before him had set Bucky off kilter. Nice to meet you, Bucky. I appreciate the drink offer, but I usually like to get to know a guy before I let him buy me a drink. Clint threw in a wink before twisting up the cap of a bottle of water and taking a swing. That was probably Bucky's cue to start talking. He discarded a dozen cheesy pickup lines that came to mind and turned back to the opposite wall to think. I can't figure out what that's supposed to be, he said instead, surprising himself. And I used to date an artist. Well, fuck one anyway. Green hair, Clint, let out a little hum. I think it's about movement and transformation. Bucky looked at the wall a little longer. There was a large shape of yellow swooshing over blues and greens and purples, ending in a sort of starburst of oranges and red next to the stage. Now that Clint mentioned it, he could see the sea in it, the way the sunlight might wash over the darkest colors that were kept below. Huh. Whoa, all right, I can see that now. Like, light skimming over the depths. Bucky glanced over just quick enough to see Clint shrug before turning back to the bar. That's what I see anyway, Clint replied, fiddling with the cup of his water bottle. Friend of mine tells me that we just look to see ourselves refracted or not, though. Stifling a snort, Bucky shook his head. Sounds like a friend of mine too, actually. It was almost word for word something Bucky had talked about with Natasha, a conversation he'd nearly forgotten about before now. Smart friend, Clint grinned when Bucky looked at him again, and Bucky grinned back, shoving him gently. Heaven save me from intelligent hot people, or I may never find rest. Yeah, there was a little bit of a drawl to Clint's word as he stretched out his lean form against the bar. You think I'm hot? Duh, have you seen you? It was out of his mouth before Bucky could think about it, but Clint just leaned in closer. I know I think I'm hot, but it's something else hearing it from tall, dark, and broody. Clint smirked again, and Bucky had to look away and take a deep breath before he did something dumb like get on his knees and beg to be fucked. He needed to get himself together. Glancing over, Bucky's eye caught on a dragon tattoo that wound its way up and around a truly spectacular bicep. What do you do to get arms like that? Bench press random passers-by? The question had just popped out, but Clint was laughing. Nah, I do archery, though that's a new one. Clint cast an eye over Bucky, and Bucky tried not to flex anything particular as he drained the rest of his drink. And what about you and those thighs, huh? What do you do? The last question came out as a purr, and when Bucky turned to meet Clint's gaze, he found the other man's face inches from his own. I'd like to do you, if you'd let me. It came out gentler than he expected, but that didn't seem to matter, because then Clint's lips were in his, and it was warm and intoxicating. Someone jostled Bucky from behind, and they broke apart reluctantly. There was a mumbled, sorry, from behind him, but Bucky was focused on the hungry look in Clint's eye and the hand that was resting lightly on his arm. Oh. And if it weren't for the heat in Clint's gaze, Bucky might have been worried about that. Yeah, I think we can do something about that. Bucky leaned forward, but Clint just smirked and tugged on his arm. Come on, Stud, let's get out of here. Following Clint out of the bar was a little dreamy, but as Clint started toward down the street to hail a cab, Bucky tugged on Clint's arm. I've got a place over this way, if you don't mind a little walk. Clint's grin was instantaneous. Lead the way, then. The walk was short, but charged, and Bucky could swear he felt the energy vibrating off the man beside him. You live around here? Bucky shook his head, glancing at the street sign to make sure they were on the right path. Nah, just visiting to help a friend move. Got a hotel room so I don't have to crash with the lovebirds. Clint snickered, and Bucky glanced over just to watch the play of the streetlights on his features. I'm doing the same, actually. Well, opposite. Helping a friend pack up her stuff so she can go live with her lovebird out west. I love Kate, but her and her girlfriends are honestly nauseating. Bucky let out a derisive snort that earned him a smirk from Clint. Raising an invisible glass, Bucky mimed toasting. To escaping our lovesick friends. To banging hot guys from bars all night long, Clint answered, pumping his hand against Bucky's. Bucky rolled his eyes, staring at the passing buildings to stop from openly laughing at the guy. He was cute and funny in the dumb kind of way that actually tickled Bucky just right. Fortunately, they were just about to pass his hotel, so Bucky grabbed Clint's elbow, tugging him in the right direction. Clint actually stumbled at that, and Bucky wasn't sure exactly how much of it was an act as he ended up with an armful of Clint, and then they were pushing through the door in a tangle of limbs. They managed to make it up to Bucky's room, flushed but unscathed, Clint's hand never once leaving Bucky. Bucky never thought this kind of public groping was hot before, but he felt wanted in a way that was really fucking nice, so who was he to complain? They got through the door, and Bucky barely had time to fling his keycard at the nearest horizontal surface before Clint was on him, kissing like Bucky was air. Bucky barely hesitated before returning the kiss, fevered and needy, pushing Clint up against the wall as the door slammed shut behind them. Clint jumped at the noise, and Bucky used that opportunity to work his way lower, kissing down Clint's neck until he could bite at the wings framing that gorgeous throat, feeling more than hearing the moan that ripped out of Clint. There was a hand in Bucky's hair, and with more force than he would have expected, Clint pushed off the wall, stumbling the most towards the bed until Bucky was on his back, Clint on top of him, kissing with tongue and teeth until Bucky was breathless and writhing beneath him. The hand never left his hair, and he felt a sharp tug, forcing a gasp out of Bucky before he shivered again. Clint pulled away, lust dark in his eyes, and Bucky whined at the wicked grin on that gorgeous face. Patience. Clint murmured, but then his mouth was in Bucky's throat, his hands working up Bucky's shirt, and it was all Bucky could do to stay on this fucking planet. He distantly heard the words, "Fuck me," and it took a moment before Bucky realized it was himself, breathing with desire in between whines as Clint sucked marks on his neck. There was a pause, but Bucky realized he really fucking meant it, so he repeated himself, "Please, fuck me, seriously." There was a humorless chuckle, and Bucky could feel Clint's lip against his skin as Clint said, "Darling, I didn't bring anything to fuck you with." And fuck, but half an agreement was all Bucky needed to remember that he was smart this trick and actually brought his box of toys. A little hopeful and a lot planning to fuck himself silly to distract from spending a full week with a couple. I've actually got something for that. That got Clint to sit up, leaning back to cast an assessing eye over Bucky. You've got something for that, huh? Well, and Bucky could feel the flush working his way up his neck again, but he ignored it and tried to form coherent sentences instead. I brought my toy box down with me and, well, if you wanted to, I've got things to fuck me with. Bucky let his eyes skitter away for a moment before looking back up into those two blue eyes. A quiet moment passed, but then a grin crept back over Clint's face and he shuffled to the side. Show me, then. Bucky scrambled up, pulling the box from where it was hidden under the lip of the bed. It wasn't everything he owned, certainly not now that Natasha knew what kind of toys to send his way. There was enough variety that Bucky was curious what would catch Clint's eye. Bucky sat on the edge of the bed again, watching Clint pick through what was there, before Clint finally looked back up, a gleam in his eye. I think we can work with this. But at this, Clint shoved the box away, refocusing his gaze on Bucky. First, we gotta go over ground rules. Bucky hadn't really expected Clint to say yes, much less poke through his toy box with this much care, so he shrugged. Sounds good to me. Use plenty of lube? Clint snickered at that. Definitely. Good with a little bit of face-fucking? His pulse quickened at the thought, and Bucky nodded. Yeah, yes. Yes, please. You're good to pull my hair, too, if that's what you're going for. Clint quirked an eyebrow, and Bucky rolled his eyes. I would kind of be into that if you were willing. Clint nodded, and a small smirk traced his face. You good with pet names? Don't mind one way or the other. I'd usually rather just call out the name of the person who's fucking me, if you catch my drift. And Bucky could see Clint's eyes darken at that, but he just nodded again and continued. Cool. You good with green for go, yellow for pause, red for stop? Sounds good to me. And, you know, I would like if you fucked me. All right. Clint hummed, glancing back down into Bucky's box, and Bucky could feel his pulse quick up, the reality of the situation setting in again. Oh, right. If I'm going to fuck your face and you need me to stop, just tap my leg twice, all right? And yeah, that was smart. Got it. All right, then. Clint grinned big and feral, and Bucky was so fucking ready for this. Why don't you strip for me, then? Bucky managed not to fall off the bed in his haste to comply, ignoring the stifled laughter from Clint in favor of pulling up his shirt, flexing as he did so. He wasn't a model by any means, but Bucky knew he had a decent body, so he put it to work, doing a little show. Bucky figured it was a pale imitation of the show Clint had put on earlier, but Clint still let out a low whistle as Bucky moved, and that carried Bucky through until he was standing, completely naked and smirking. For his part, Clint grinned before pulling his vest, that shirt, off. No dents, but all lithe grays. Bucky's breath hitched at the sight of those tattoos, twisting up and under a bright purple binder. There was a large starburst inked across ups that Bucky wished he had the time to kiss his way down. But then Clint was shimmying out of those too tight jeans, and there were more tattoos, dogs and bows, and a couple portraits of fantastical humanoid. There was even some kind of cephalopod tracing around a thigh and up a hip, but Bucky didn't get to see any further, images disappearing under boxes covered in pizza slices. Bucky almost laughed at the sight, but then Clint drew a length of black rope from the box, and Bucky was completely and utterly distracted again. I'm gonna use this to fuck you, alright? Clint reached in the buckets again, holding aloft Bucky's favorite red and black dildo. Yes, please. Bucky managed, and that earned him another smirk. So polite. How about you get on your knees for me and hold the steady while I tie it on? Bucky's knees hit the carpet before he realized what had happened, and Clint tilted his head back in a laugh. From his knees, Bucky gazed up the miles of scarred and tanned and freckled skin, up to those cornflower blue eyes that danced with mischief and humor. Stay still for me? Bucky nodded and opened his jaw as Clint tapped it. The silicone felt heavy on his tongue, and Bucky loved it, stretching as wide as he could and feeling himself drool a little, trying to make enough room to get the dildo in far enough that Clint would have room to work. There's a good boy, Clint murmured, and Bucky's eyes fluttered, feeling a rush at the praise. Stay still for me now. And he did, watching as Clint wrapped the rope around his boxers, nudging Bucky gently with his movements. It felt the closest Bucky would dare to get to subspace with a stranger, giving Clint the power and allowing himself to just sit there, to sink, to exist with the dildo on his tongue, with Clint's hand, rough as Cullis's, stroking his cheek, with the sound of gently shifting fabric in his ears. Bucky didn't realize he'd closed his eyes until Clint tapped his cheek again, reminding Bucky's eyes to open and see that this had some effect on Clint, if his blown pupils were anything to go by. You look so fucking pretty down there with my dick in your mouth. You'd let me fuck you like this, wouldn't you? A hand wound through Bucky's hair and he swallowed with difficulty. Clint grinned, gently working his thumb around Bucky's lips. So good, mouth all stretched out around me. The moment hung there, and Bucky wasn't sure what Clint was planning, but he found he trusted Clint at least far enough for this. After what felt like an hour, but was probably only a minute, Clint tapped Bucky's jaw again and slowly started to pull out, a pleased hum mingling with Bucky's own needy whine. Clint took a step back, and Bucky's breath caught at the sight. Clint wasn't tall, but with Bucky on his knees, Clint felt gigantic, and with the rack rope twining around muscled legs, the red swirl dildo hanging temptingly, and fuck, Clint had arms for days. A little higher, and Bucky would gladly stare at that face all night, especially with eyes as calculating and pleased as Clint's were. But you asked me to fuck you, and this isn't what you meant, is it? There was a moment where Bucky isn't sure what he's meant to answer, but then Clint spoke again. Stand up, get on the bed. I'm going to work you open, nice and slow, and then I'm going to fuck you. Any remaining floaty feeling got shoved aside in the rush of lust at those words, and Bucky got to his feet, letting the tingle in his legs dissipate before kneeling on the bed. The command came from behind him and sent a shiver up his spine. On your back, please. I want to watch your face as I work you open. Bucky flipped obligingly, wondering how much of his face was flushed as he grabbed a pillow and adjusted, before watching as Clint grabbed the loop and climbed between Bucky's legs. A warm hand soothed over his leg, and Bucky flexed in response, partially to diffuse some of the tension of the moment, but partially because Clint was fucking hot, and he was actually going to fuck him, and Bucky wasn't quite sure he would ever be ready for that. Fortunately, Clint let out a soft laugh and bent down to brush a kiss against Bucky's thigh. You're gorgeous, you know that? You look like you could crush my head between your thighs, you know. I'm not sure I'd mind. Somewhere in there, Clint must have looped up his finger, because before Bucky could think of a response, Clint was pressing into him, and Bucky had to shut his eyes and remember to relax. Oh yeah, just like that, honey. Clint murmured, dropping another kiss onto Bucky's leg. So tight and good for me. It was gentler than Bucky was expecting, but he just let himself lean back and relax, let himself be stretched open by skillful fingers, letting out soft noises as he was filled so slowly. Eventually, Clint paused, three fingers deep, and Bucky caught his gaze with a whine in his lips. Just wanted to see those pretty eyes when I did this, Clint murmured and twisted. Bucky barely recognized the wanton noise that left him, loud and needy and mingling with Clint's quiet laughter. Yeah, Bucky, just like that. More noises were pulled from him as Clint worked his hand in and out with more skill than Bucky would have thought possible. Fuck, but Bucky was pretty sure Clint was going to kill him. Bucky was absolutely certain he was going to enjoy it, too. More, please, he heard himself whimpering. Another kiss on his knee and then Clint's hand soothed over his hips. Okay, yes, you can have more. Clint started to slide his finger out and Bucky let out a frankly embarrassing whine. Resting his head against Bucky's knee, Clint laughed again. You're gonna have a little less before you have more, Bucko. Bucky squirmed, but that just succeeded in adjusting Clint's hand until he hit a spot that sent sparks across his vision. Laying there, Bucky panted as Clint's face swam into view. You just want so much. You're not sure what it is you actually want. Isn't that true? And Bucky knew he was flushed with embarrassment, but he just felt so good. Just wanted this man to touch him more. Please, he whispered, and Clint was right. Bucky didn't know what he was asking for, but just that he wanted. Fortunately, Clint didn't seem to mind, leaving a kiss on Bucky's chest before leaning back again. Right, I've got you. Bucky whined again, but Clint kept moving this time, murmuring to him and soothing over Bucky's side as he removed his fingers and then slicked up his cock. Fuck, you look so pretty, all spread out for me and whining. Normally, Bucky didn't blush this much, but apparently he should look more into praise because Clint was setting Bucky aflame and drawing more noise from him than Bucky was used to. Ready? Swallowing, Bucky nodded. Green. He gasped, and then Clint was filling him up, a slow, slick slide that Bucky was absolutely certain would be the death of him. Fuck, 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 was all Bucky could manage, but then Clint was pressed against the length of him and captured Bucky's mouth in his own. Fucking gorgeous, Clint murmured as he pulled back the slightest bit, running a hand through Bucky's hair. Bucky found himself leaning into the contact, and Clint leaned down to kiss him gently again. What am I gonna do with you? And Bucky was withered enough to tip his head and look up through his lashes, teasing a little. You could always fuck me. Clint pretended to think about it, and Bucky loved watching his bro furrow. I suppose I did promise. Clint drawled, but then he snapped his hips, and Bucky couldn't help but moan out Clint's name. Yeah, that's right. You just keep calling my name and asking all nice. I give you just about anything, sweetheart. Bucky lost time after that. Between the soothing touches, gentle kisses, and only mean way Clint ground into him with his own dick. By the time Bucky was riding the edge of his orgasm, their stomachs were slick with pre-cum, and he was grasping for air, only managing to whimper and moan, actual words long gone. You close? Clint whispered into his ear, and Bucky moaned louder, nodding. I've got you. I've got you. The hand that had been stroking through Bucky's hair shifted, and between the rhythm Clint managed to keep up and the sudden pressure on his cock as Clint squeezed, Bucky came with a shout, feeling all of their building tension release in that moment. He must have slumped back onto the bed, and he vaguely remembered Clint kissing him again, but the next time he opened his eyes, he was alone in the bed, and the light from the bathroom spilled out over the wall. Bucky could hear shuffling around in the bathroom, water running, but he just laid there, happy and sated. Eventually, footsteps approached the bed, and there was a notch at his elbow. Opening his eyes again, Bucky saw Clint standing there, half a smile on his face and a wet washcloth in his hand. Thought you might want to clean up. Thanks, Bucky mumbled, reaching for the washcloth and missing quite badly. He frowned, because he really shouldn't be that fuck drunk. But Clint was laughing and bending to clean him up, so it wasn't all bad. Bucky managed and mumbled, thank you, and Clint laughed again. I didn't think I fucked you that good, but thanks for the ego boost, darling. You're magic, Bucky mumbled, and Clint laughed again before walking away. Bucky rolled until he was half under the covers, keeping one eye cracked to watch the shadow in the bathroom light. When Clint made his way back out, flicking the light off and stooping to pick up a shirt, Bucky leaned up on one elbow with a grunt. I would love cuddles if you're down for it. Clint froze, slowly looking up at Bucky, and Bucky could feel doubt creep in. But if you're not, that's okay too. Clint spent a good minute just standing there, considering. Bucky knew that this night was just a fun time, and he wouldn't push if Clint said no, but holding on to someone sounded so fucking good right then. Because as much as he was happy for Steve and Natasha, and as much as he needed a good fuck, he needed someone to hold on to even more. At least for tonight. Slowly, eventually, Clint nodded, straightening up. Okay. Bucky could feel a smile growing and pushed his luck before he could think too hard about it. You can stay the night if you want. Clint smirked, dropping the shirt and sauntering over as false sheeriness filled his voice. You sure you want me around that long? Oh, fuck yes. Maybe if I'm good, I can convince you to go for another round in the morning. Clint laughed, head tipping back to expose that glorious throat again, but he was still there, extra warmth suffusing his face as he looked back down. Yeah, okay. It's almost drowned out by the sound of Velcro, but then the binder fell away and Clint was there in Bucky's arms, warm and perfect. Bucky shifted so he could press a kiss to Clint's forehead before Clint readjusted and leaned up himself to capture Bucky's lips with his own. Good night, Clint whispered as he pulled away. I'm gonna take my aids out, so I won't be able to hear much of anything.
Okay. The hesitancy was adorable. So Bucky leaned up and kissed Clint's nose before flopping Buck onto the pillows that had seemed much less comfortable before he had his lovely man in his arms. Okay.
Clint shifted, twisting the aids out of his ears and fiddling with them before dropping them onto the nightstand and flopping back over Bucky.
Night.
Bucky murmured, smiling as he tucked Clint impossibly closer and falling into a deep and dreamless sleep.